What are the challenges? How can this technology be used against us? Who loses? And I'm going to give you lots of examples, and I'm going to get into a little economic theory in the back half of this to talk a little bit about why perhaps the using AI for particularly human scale things might not be a societal good. Always the answer is yes. So I did a little experiment before today. Anybody remember Scholastic when you were in elementary and it said, pick the things wrong with this picture, right? So you first looked up at this slide. I challenge you, you all went, yeah, it's red. It's got something that looks like the badger. We're good to go, right? But of course, there are all sorts of interesting, like I actually asked AI, this is actually Microsoft's Bing image generation last night, PBS Wisconsin hosts Badger Talks to alumni. And I said, okay, draw me a picture. And this is what it drew. So, okay, AI, what's the story with the guitars? I'm not really sure what that has to do with guitars. Somebody's missing teeth. Somebody had noticed here. I don't know who Babs is. The PBS is not quite right. And last time I checked, that is not a badger paw. So, AI gets things wrong sometimes. That's the trade-off we're making. So to back off to computer science just for a minute, we have lived under a world of algorithms, which are basically code that we program, that we define the logic for, and we get very predictable results, unless they're bugs, which there always are. We get very predictable results, and that's the world we've lived in until recently. And now we have AI, where we have absolutely massive what are called models. And I'm going to explain what a model, and I'm actually going to turn you into robots in a couple minutes. These models have literally trillions of bits of information, and they do things for us that are really amazing. We've spent 50 years getting good at this. This is what this came up with. And actually, so this, you know, I don't want to denigrate Bing's image generation. It's getting better every time in the next few years. When I give it those words, it's probably going to get better and better and better. But the point here isn't really that it's getting better. The point is that it's sometimes wrong. And if we want to understand the answer to that previous question about where the harm comes from, we need to understand exactly when it's wrong. Because if we understand when it's wrong, we know when it can be abused. So, here's a good question. What is AI? Now, AI is a super broad term, and I'll define it throughout the rest of my talk, but I'm going to talk about one kind, sort of the dominant kind of AI. It's called machine learning. For the purpose of this discussion, AI and machine learning are the same thing. And the reason I want to talk about AI as machine learning is because I want you to understand how it really works. So, this is really complicated, but here's what happens. See that? That's an autonomous vehicle. Okay? An autonomous vehicle has a camera. The car works just like any other car.